The Czech Republic's biggest opposition party, the left-of-center Social Democrats, begin a two-day congress on Friday, which should elect a new leader. Former leader Jiří Paroubek stepped down after disappointing election results in May last year cast the party into the opposition. The two leading contenders are former finance minister and acting party chief Bohuslav Sobotka and the governor of Southern Moravia, Michal Hašek. Jan Richter spoke to political analyst Jiří Pehe about the meeting in Brno. He first of all asked what would be the biggest impact of the leadership election.
Well, I think it will bring at least one major change, and that is that the party will have a real leader. Right now, it's just temporary. Bohuslav Sobotka is the acting chairman of the Social Democratic Party, and I think that perception matters in politics. And so when the Social Democratic Party actually has a stable leadership, people who at its helm who can be identified as its leaders, it will help.
There are two candidates for the post, really. As you said, the acting head, Bohuslav Sobotka, and the governor of the South Moravian region, Michal Hašek. What is the difference between them, and how will the party change if either of them becomes the head?
Well, I think that the major differences between the two candidates rest on their approach to first ideas. I think that Sobotka is a bit more idealistic. He is really concerned about the future of social democracy, not only in the Czech Republic. Although one could argue that on that level they are both quite good, and certainly their answers to the questions of 14 intellectuals were quite impressive. What I think is the major distinguishing feature is the people who surround them. While Hašek clearly is surrounded by quite a lot of people with dubious pasts and connections, Sobotka is less so. I think that he also has some people around him who are not entirely good. But in general, I think that the number of people who are known to have all kinds of clientelist networks behind them and are suspected of corruption in Hašek's camp is much larger. And that is, at least for me, probably the main difference.
Would the Social Democratic Party under Bohuslav Sobotka be, do you think, a bigger or better opposition to the current government, or would it work better as opposition under Michal Hašek?
Well, I think that definitely as opposition to the current government, the Social Democratic Party would do better under Bohuslav Sobotka, because I think that Hašek is a pragmatic who really wants to build bridges to the right of various right of center parties, and I am not entirely sure that he will be willing to pursue a real oppositionist politics, because he says that the Social Democratic Party needs to have someone in that other camp to form coalitions with. Sobotka, I think, believes that the Social Democrats should be simply a tough opposition party, and if that brings them over 40%, maybe they don't need or they won't need any coalition partners, or maybe they just will need one small partner.
How likely do you think is a third person being elected to the helm of Social Democrats? According to some press reports, there is a serious option that Mr. Zaorálek will be elected or might be elected as party leader. How likely do you think that is?
Of course, it's possible there will be a deadlock. Both candidates have seven nominations from regions. And although it seems that under the surface, so to speak, the support is larger or stronger for Sobotka, in the end, it could be a deadlock, and in that case, it's quite possible that that a third candidate could emerge. Zaorálek is mentioned most frequently, and I think that that wouldn't be bad for the Social Democratic Party, and it wouldn't be bad for the Sobotka camp, simply because he's part of the Sobotka camp, so it would be basically a victory for Sobotka and his camp.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe talking about some of the possible outcomes of the party congress being held by the Social Democrats to elect a new chairman.